Hi, is Graydon available?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Graydon. My name's Julian. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm sure you're busy. I don't want to take a lot of your time. I'm actually just following up on a finance offer that we mailed out to your business. And it also looks like you were in touch with one of our other agents maybe earlier this year. So I just wanted to check in with you this quarter, see how things are going. We have you pre-approved still for both equipment and capital. So if you guys have any needs coming up, we can help you.
How much is it?
The pre-approval, it's a generic pre-approval for up to 250K, and that's for
I was gonna say, because I'm trying to get a machine right now that's about 330, and
Okay.
I just got turned down by Intech funding on it because one of my scores was like only like it's supposed to be industry standard like 80%. Mine's only a 50. I think it's
Okay.
like I think it's your payment status, like how on time you pay your bills.
Right.
And the standard's like 80, mine was 50, and then I have a few things against my. I had a deal with my credit, where personal credit, where I closed out a loan from Wells Fargo, and I had Western Security Bank here in Montana pay it off. Well, the payoff amount was wrong. The lady gave her my banker the wrong amount, and so like $200 sat dormant in this account. And it was like 7 or 8 months later, we got a letter in the mail saying that. I don't know what the hell it said, but anyway, I didn't know it, obviously, and so it hit my credit really hard, and it brought it all the way down from like a 690 or 700 almost to a 550.
Oh man, that sucks. I went through something with my personal credit recently. I had some sort of bill on my collections that it was totally wrong information, and it definitely wasn't my fault. Have you looked into getting that kind of wiped off your
Yep,
credit report?
I went in and they got it wiped off, but now it's not obvious my credit doesn't go back to perfect. Now I have to try to rebuild it. I don't know. It might have fixed a little bit, but
Yeah, it takes a little
it's
while.
still way low. So now it's got to build back up because we just got it taken care of a month ago or something, a couple months ago.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, well,
but
isn't
anyway,
it?
long story short, I'm trying to get around 330 on a loan, and basically the Mazak, the company I'm going to get the machine from, has approved me already. But it's a 7%, and they want 20% down, and I probably can't come up with 20%. So I was trying to go a different route, but. They just that one company is Intech funding. Actually, they basically said you've got too many negatives playing against you.
Yeah.
And the thing that upsets me is that my grandfather actually, he helped me quite a bit with getting started. Obviously I'm only 26 years old, so I don't have a lot of background, so I need some help to get me going, of course, right?
Yeah.
And they just don't understand that shit. If it doesn't look perfect on paper, then it ain't gonna happen, but.
Yeah, I could definitely relate. We don't just consider your credit score, we look at other things too, like the industry you're in, time in business, different things like that.
Well,
And we're
let me ask you one thing.
Yeah, man.
Can you guys do a co-sign deal? Because that's the one thing is my grandpa's a farmer up here in Winifred, Montana. He's got a ton of land, and he was willing to put a bunch up for collateral land, and they wouldn't work with us because he's not part owner of the business. So then I asked him, well, we got to make this thing happen because we're starting to get into some real mass production here, and I can't build parts fast enough, basically.
Yeah.
So I need another machine on the shop floor to help split my workload up. Well, I said, well, my grandfather's willing to do it direct with you guys and take me out of the situation. Well, we
Yeah.
can't do that either because he's not in your industry. He's not in a machining industry. He's in farming.
Yeah.
And, it's just a bunch of bullshit. It's like,
Yeah,
how is a
yeah,
guy
yeah.
supposed to get started and get moving forward and build if you can't get any help,
I know it's like a catch-22 with a
Yeah, of
situation like
course
that.
it is.
Graydon, while I can't make any promises, there's definitely a good shot. Like I said, we're relationship based. We don't just run it through a system and spits out the number, we're approved or not. We actually look at a few different things, like I said. I'd like to see if we can give it a try. If we can't get you approved on the equipment financing side, we can still get you working capital, which is not secured by the equipment. It means it's a little bit more expensive. But first, I want to see if we can get you on the equipment financing, just
Yeah,
to kind of see what you have available.
because I really don't need any working capital. I've already got plenty of that. It's just
Okay, okay.
I just need this machine. So basically, it would be just this machine deal only. And if we can't make it happen, then
Okay,
that would be
yeah.
that.
It sounds like you have a big demand for it, and it's going to make you some money and help your business a lot. So if that's the case, there's a good chance we can help you. I imagine you're looking to get it taken care of as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, the sooner the better. I mean, it's not like a rush, but because they got if I do get approved for the loan, they still got to build it, and that's 2 months out. But I mean, definitely would like to
Okay.
get on it. Yeah.
Okay, so they build them like custom kinda. to what you need?
This one will be custom because it's a pretty hot rod machine. It's got it's pretty much fully automated aside from floating parts once in a while. So
yeah, it's what's the manufacturer called? Mazak.
Mazak, yeah, it's one of the highest end CNC machines.
It's a CNC machine, okay.
Yeah, CNC lathe is actually what it is.
Okay,
I currently have another one on my shop floor right now. It's a $300,000 vertical machining center CNC machine, and now I'm going to get a lathe basically to accommodate it. Because right now, I'm doing all the short lathe parts in the mill, and I'm doing all the mill parts in the mill. Well, I'm only able to produce about 10 of these thermoplastic guns I make for a company called Mark Wright Lines here in town. They do, I don't know, $600-700 million a year in gross sales.
Uh-huh.
So they're massive. But I build all of their thermoplastic guns for all their Mini-Max 350s. In production schedule right now, they're doing about, they're trying to get to 20 every month. And right now, I'm only able to do about 10 a month. So they're still having to outsource a few parts, but they want me to do everything in-house just because of quality. So if I get this other machine, this lathe, then I can do all the lathe parts in the lathe while the mill parts doing the mill and basically double my output of production. Be able to get 20 a month.
Sounds like an awesome opportunity. What'd you guys do in revenue in actual gross sales last year?
I think it was around 550 or 600.
Okay. How long you been in business for?
Since 2012.
Okay, so you're growing quite a bit. And looks like you have.
See, but here's where shit hit the fan is that I was Sandgel USA's number one vendor. They're a frac company.
Uh-huh.
And we did $992,000 the first year in business with them, okay?
Whoa.
2014.
Yeah.
$992,000, which was really good for me, you know? And so the next year we were planning on doing $1.2 million with them. Well, then oil, you know, obviously shit hit the fan, oil crashed, and I had to try to find new industries to support the already expensive equipment I had sitting here, which it took me some time, but I was able to do, and that's now I have Mark Wright Lines and Matrix Targets, and I got a bunch of other customers now. But it took time, you know, so there was some time there where I was late on some payments and I was trying to make things happen. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I do.
So it kind of looks bad on my end. And then obviously our revenue wasn't as good because of 14, you know, it was a huge drop just because we were so invested in Sandgel. So
But
now things are picking back up. We actually just developed the world's first turn signal kit for all the side-by-side, the UTVs.
Uh-huh.
It's an automatic, it's not the world's first turn signal kit. It's the world's first automatic canceling turn signal kit, fully electronic. So we're actually getting ready to release that. We've got two huge dealers that are going to start sending that to the East Coast. The one dealer to the East Coast, one dealer to the West Coast. So we're getting ready to machine all that stuff as well and go, you know, take some huge orders and go into production on that. So, I mean, no matter what, this lathe is going to be busy as hell. It's just a matter of getting it here, you know?
Yeah, I really want to get this machine for you then. I just have a question. How do you build your customers? Like, how do you do your marketing? Is it all referral-based, or how do you get in touch with these big contracts?
Yeah, it has been just because, I mean, I really pride myself on being the most advanced shop in Montana, you know? I mean, we have a Faro reverse engineering arm here. We're the only ones in Montana that can 3D reverse engineer scan in real time within 2000.
Wow.
So that, we've got a 3D printer, I've got the most advanced 8-axis CNC press brake here in Montana, and then, of course, I run Mazak CNC machinery, which is top-notch, top-of-the-line elite machining center. So we're producing the finest quality parts you can possibly buy in Montana, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're broad. You know, we have a broad range. It's not just like all we do is CNC machining. I mean, we 3D print, we reverse engineer, we design new models. So I have all the components here to develop parts and take ideas from concept to reality very quickly, right? And now my whole goal was to always have my own product line. Well, it was never really possible before because the minute I got the machine, Sandgel came knocking on my door, and all it was oil field parts and job shop stuff, you know, from then until that crashed. And then I was so invested in job shop stuff, I couldn't turn around and spend a bunch of time and money on prototyping my own product line. Well, now I've been slowly doing that in the background as I've been keeping the shop running on job shop stuff. And now we're ready to start releasing a bunch of this product I've developed.
That's sweet, man. Sounds like you got a lot of good opportunity there. When did you say you started the business again? 2012?
Yeah, 2012.
2012, okay.
What's your email?
My email is jmartinez@bankofcardiff.com.
Jmartinez, INEZ?
That is correct, @bankofcardiff.com. And Cardiff is C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
I missed all that. C-A?
Yeah, C-A-R,
yeah.
D as in David, I-F-F, yeah. As in Frank Frank.
Cardiff, okay.
Yeah, Yes, and what is your email, Graydon?
It's info@forbidn.com.
Okay, info@forbidn.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm getting ready to leave my office, but I'm going to send you the information for what we need. It's a one-page application for the equipment financing. We need 6 months of business bank statements, and
yeah,
we need.
That's going to be a bad deal too. I guarantee it.
Okay. Do you have any?
Because I know. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure, man. I'm positive 50, negative 5, positive 50, negative 4, positive 50, negative 10. You know, that's just how it goes right now.
Yeah. Are you positive right now?
No, I'm working on a $30,000 job that I have all my money dumped into right now. I'll get, probably in another week and a half, I'll get a check for 30.
Okay.
Positive.
Okay. What I can do, I can get all of your information together, and before I even run your credit or anything, just present it to my underwriters, kind of get an idea to see if there's anything we can do. If not, we'll wait until your bank statements are positive. We'll get an updated statement, and then we'll see what we can do. But we still might actually be able to help you even with a negative balance, just because of the big opportunity that you have. We consider stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, because I was gonna say I can put together all the stuff that I'm working on as far as, you know, actual job shop stuff that I have currently with open POs, and then kind of what MRL does every month with me, you know, like.
Okay.
I can show you invoices, past invoices from them, and like where my production is at right now with how slow things are with the mill by itself versus if I was to have the lathe.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. And then also keep in mind, if they can do it, if, you know, my grandfather would co-sign on this with me, and he's got a ton of acreage as far as land goes here in Montana that he would put up the first, you know, as collateral as well.
As collateral. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely look into that as well with my underwriting team. But yeah, I'm going to send you an email right now. It'll be a credit application, just one page, 6 months bank statements, and do you have 2015 tax return already?
Not yet. We had to file an extension on it.
That's fine. Do you have 2014?
Yep.
Okay, you can just send me 2014 and we can work with that.
Okay.
And then the equipment quote or invoice, do you have that around?
Yeah, I do.
Somewhere. Okay, perfect. I'm going to email you within the next 5 minutes. Feel free to get all that stuff to me as soon as possible. Once I hear back from you, I'll bring it to my underwriting team, have them take a look. If it's something that we can help you with right now, I'll get the ball rolling. If it's something that we're like, hey, we need a positive bank balance, then we'll give it another few weeks or however long it takes to get you positive, and we'll take care of you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully,
no problem, Graydon.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, like I said,
I'm really planning on growing pretty large here. So I mean, hopefully, if you guys can help me with this one, I'll keep you in mind on future stuff. You know,
we would love to grow with you as well, man. This is exactly the kind of customers that we look for. Customers with, you know, opportunities to grow. You might not have you might not have a perfect bank statements, perfect credit score, but you're growing. Like you said, nobody else does this in the whole state of Montana. So.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, if you're just bored or whatever, if you want to check out forbidden.com, that's my website. So you can kind of see
some of
the quality of work we produce. So.
Okay, I will. Forbidden.com. Okay, man, I'm going to email you right now, and I'll follow up with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds good, man. Nice talking to you.
Graydon. Pleasure, man. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Okay.